Simon & Schuster Audio presents How to Slowly Kill Yourself and Others in America. Essays by Kiese Lehmann. Read by the author.
For Uncle Jimmy, both of them. You don't tell all the secrets when you're trying to get free. Imani Perry. Author's note, number 2. Yesterday, I attended a virtual book club where Heavy, an American Memoir was being read. When I clicked the link to join the Zoom, I saw the faces, necks, and shoulders of 7 beautiful pixelated black women from as far west as Las Vegas and as far east as Long Island. I assumed from their familiarity they'd all gone to school together. They told me they just met at the beginning of the pandemic. The 7 women were initially part of a 2,000-person book club that shrank to 100 people for reasons no one would explain. Eventually, the 7 women decided to create their own virtual book club. 10 minutes into the conversation, after everyone had checked in, the organizer of the Zoom said they'd all recently met in person, gathering in Chicago a few weeks ago. I was confused. A few weeks ago, I said into my greasy computer screen. We were still deep in COVID. We quarantined for 2 weeks at home, one of the women said. Then we went to Chicago and stayed with the organizer in the middle of the pandemic. Wait, I said. Y'all risked it all for a book club? The 7 women looked at each other and filled that space with full-bodied laughter, wet eyes, and smiles that rocked back, forth, and forth. They risked it all for the radical possibilities of friendships forged in books. I understood. I was 28 years old, without a literary agent, when I was offered my first publishing deal. Though I never met the editor interested in my work, I assumed all editors wanted to be friends with the writers whose work they respected. I knew I desperately wanted to be friends with any editor who respected me. I realized nearly a decade too late that this editor was never my friend. Shamefully, I would repeat this pattern of assumed friendship in publishing with folks who, to their credit, never called me a friend. The only thing I did remotely well during my failed relationships with publishing was read, write, and reread. Rereading The Bluest Eye taught me how to value what I'd been told I could not see. Rereading The Fire Next Time taught me how to value the messy work of love in America.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?